Okay, today's daf is Peah daf Nun Zayin, and we are on the last daf here in the sixth parak of Peah, Parak Beis Shammai. And today's shiur and the Masechta shiur are sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So let us get into the last daf here in the sixth parak of Parak Beis Shammai, eight prakim here in Peah. We're in the last couple of weeks of Maseches Peah. So we are on the bottom of Nun Vav Mabeis, and we have four lines that we already had earlier in the Masechta, but it's repeated here. The Gemara here is discussing a question that we dealt with earlier. If something is not Peah, is not Shechacha, could it then become Shechacha? It already had the status of not Shechacha, so can it change? So the Gemara is dealing with the Mishnah, the line of our Mishnah. The Mishnah said on Nun Vav Mana Aleph, if someone has Sa'a Tvua Akura, Visa'a She'ena Akura, I have detached and attached. We know both. There is Shechachas Kama and Shechachas Umrim, one of the Yesodos that we've learned in this Pesachta, that there could be Shechacha attached and detached. So do they combine, though? Because the Mishnah said earlier that if you have a satayim, an omer, a bundle that's satayim big, right, at 7.5 gallons, so then it's not shechacha, it's so big. If you have two umrin together, satayim, that's a machlokas. Rav Gamliel says that's also, this goes to the balabayis, it's not shechacha. The Chacham say, no, that's the aniyim, it's not compared. So the Mishnah said if you have a part that is attached and part of that is detached, so that is not mitztarif. Not mitztarif. So the Gemara is going to be medayik. One second. It's not mitztarif, and therefore what? Each one of them are shechacha, because they're not mitztarif. But what happened here? Probably we think that I have a stalk that, again, a standing grain that I did not forget. I forgot the bundle. But even though I forgot the bundle, that bundle is not shechacha because it's right next to the standing grain. And that's what the Mishnah said, kama matzeles es haomer. Right? The standing grain saves the omer. So that bundle right now is not shechacha because it's saved by the standing grain. And then I forgot the standing grain. Also, and the Mishnah discusses whether now that can be mitzarei for shechacha. But it sounds like the assumption is that that bundle that previously was not shechacha is now shechacha. Because once you forgot the standing grain, the kama, then the omer becomes. So that's the diak of the Gemara. Now we're up to the third to last line here, Nun Vav Mabeis. V'tatzil akura she'ena akura. Right? Maybe the akura should be saved, or mi she'eno akura is the other girsa, right? The detached should be saved from the ena akura, from the stalks, but with mashma from the Gemara, from the Mishnah, that once I forget the standing grain, that the talish becomes shechacha. So hada amra davreshu ra'ila hatzil v'shechacha ariyu shechacha. So it sounds like it can become shechacha after it had not been shechacha. So amra b'yochanan, or amra b'yonasan, Tipate Amar Yonasan or Amar Yona Tipter the Kotzer Shura Uma Amar Shura Varshacha Chazakama Achlo Shacha Chaz Omrim. No, the case is where I forgot the standing grain before I forgot the bundle. What's the case? I have a whole row and I harvest the entire row if without the last one. I have 10. I did 9 and I forgot to do the last one. And then I go back after having cut all of the bundles, I go back to bind them. And then, on my way back, I forgot to bundle number 9. So first the comma was, shechacha. Again, let's assume it's not the last one. There's another row the other way, because we learned earlier that the first and last are both not shechacha. So let's say there's another row going, the opposite direction. So the last one is shechacha, and then the standing was shechacha, and then the bundle was shechacha. So there was never anything that wasn't that became. So therefore, there's no raya from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is talking about a case of not where you forgot the bundle and then the standing grain, but it was the opposite. First, you forgot the standing grain, the kama, and then you forgot the bundle. Okay, no raya. Period. In Bas Rishos La'ani V'chulu, so the Mishnah said that, according to Reb Yossi, Tzirif depends on if the Ani has rights in between, in the middle. Right? If the Ani has rights in between, in the middle, so then that's Mechalik between the two bundles or the two stalks. But if there's no Rishus Ani Be'emsa, so then it is Mitztarif. So now the Gemara says, what is the what is the case that there is Rishus Ani Be'emsa? Do you actually need the Rishus Ani Mamish to have Be'emsa, the Lekin and the Shechacha, or is it okay to have the potential for it? Ma ad shetavo mamish. Do you actually need leket and peret sitting there in between in order to be mechalik? O afilu nireis lahavi. Even if it's nira, even if it's roi that this amount of grain is going to leave this amount of leket and peret. So the Gemara answers. Dishreinim and adak agon. The Tosefta says, the Bryce says tfua vahakerem. Two of a kerem is an example of Rishus Ani Be'emsa. The kerem lo ala tarhu isn't kerem, doesn't mean immediate. Hadam rafilu nireis lavo. What exactly is the raya here? So look at Rav Chaim Kadievsky, who often has a very smooth way of reading these Yerushalmis. He quotes the language of the Brisa. The Brisa quoted Rav Yossi just with this extra line. Imbas Rishus Ani Be'emsa ketzad kigon shayetfua bitzad kerem. If this tfua next to the kerem, that's Rishus Ani Be'emsa. But wait a minute. When you b'shash a kotzer es a kerem, no fel peret etz ala tfua, while I'm harvesting the grapes, some of the grapes fall onto the tfua, right? So now there is Rishus of the Ani Be'emsa. Those peret are intermixed with the tfua. Let's say they fell in between certain tfuas. But one second, v'kerem lo ala tarhu, v'kerem, continuing with Chaim Kadievsky, v'kerem eno nivsar matfua. There's the different time seasons when I harvest grain and when I harvest grapes. Shizma ketiris tfua hu benisan. I harvest the grain in Nisan, v'kerem betishrei, and the vines and the grapes are in Tishrei. So therefore it must be that it's not actually there. V'yishatavo mamishkam, if you need it actually there, lo mishkachazla betfua v'kerem. You don't find the leket of the tfua and the peret of the kerem at the exact same time. So it must be, it's enough to have near eis lahavi to be mechalik. V'kivan sheish kerem betzido v'hatfua einam smuchim kol kach zelazeh. You have tfua that has a kerem in between it, and that peret actually falls at a different time than you're doing the leket. They're not going to be there at the same time. So shenira lipo be'emsa prat shuv einam esarv. It must be as long as it's ro'ui to fall at the season when you're going to cut it. You don't actually need it right then, so then it is enough. Beautiful. So Chaim Kadievsky fills in the dots of our case. Again, we have tfua v'akerem, and it's not at the same time, so it must just be nireis lavo. Hada amra filo nireis lavo. That's the case. According to Rabbi Yossi. Good. Says the next Mishnah, Halacha Zayin, Mishnah, Mishnah Yud. Tvua, shenitna l'shachas. If I have tvua that I am growing l'shachas in order to give to animal food. Shachas is always, this literally means straw, but it's also like the Mara Folder here says, l'hachil l'behemto. So that's not, there's no shichacha if I'm growing things for animal fodder. Shichacha is only when I give it for myself. You look in the Ras Sirlio, he says, v'yafilo v'yashlish, even if it's grown, if it's ripened a third, so you might say it's edible for a person, but because it's earmarked for feeding to an animal, ein bashecha gawai de ena bali de imur. The omer ksiv, it's not going to come to the regular imur, the regular gathering into bundles. And omer ksiv, it says shechachta omer basada. And this is not going to have the status of omer, so therefore it is, there's no shechacha by it. So tfuashin in el shachas, ola aluma, aluma, another purpose that is other than eating. What's aluma? Says the two different pshatim, but the Mara Folda here says, you're going to use it for rope or twine to tie the rest of the bundles. Some of the growths are not going to be used for food, but le'esar v'le'egod ba'umrim, v'lo la'asos migufa umrim. I'm not going to make bundles out of this. It's going to be used for another service. So again, all of these not being used for human consumption. Shachas, aluma. The Rama in the Pirush Rashi says different pshat. Aluma means little bundles. Little bundles, not really big omer bundles. Little bundles, alumos, alumos, ketanos. Or v'chein, bi'igude ashum, ba'agudas ashum, ba'abisalam. Or, let's say this means, like the Mara Folda says, also you're going to use part of these garlics or any other growths and onions to wrap up the rest of them. Right? Liktam li'igud behen shuman acherim, as the Mara Folda says. All these cases, they're not being used for human consumption, so that eilam shecha, there is no shecha by them. Good. V'chala tmunim ba'aretz. Tamun. So we had tamun earlier in the Masechta. So here is the source. If somebody is tamun ba'aretz, could go to aluf, hashem, v'asalam, things that grow in the ground. turnips and onions, so is there shichacha there if it's naturally covered? We learned earlier that if something is covered externally, the ani throws things on it, somebody blocks it, so then that's not going to be shichacha, because that was... the shikha was caused by an external force. So if the shikha is caused by an external force, right, the Mishnah said on Mem Zayin and Mabez earlier, do aniyim befanav, if the aniyim stood in front of it, o shechipu bekash, or they covered it in straw, that's the shikha. But here it's natural, it's naturally supposed to be underneath. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Lam Shikha, Rabbi Yehuda says it's o shikha, because shikha means only something that's a special din. Tumen is excluded. We'll get to a svara, but let's say it's xeris hakasav, which is what the Gemara says. The chamomer meish lam shechacha. The cham say no, there is shechacha because that's something natural. They don't exclude tumen. Most we should assume that tumen here means, as we just explained it, that it grows in the ground and it grows underneath the earth, and you don't see it. Maybe you see the leaves sticking out, but you don't see beyond that. If you look in the Gra here in the Shtos Elio just has one line. He thinks it means no. That maybe for sure would have shechacha. The only question would be is if you actually harvested it and then put it back into the ground to keep cold. Right, that was the refrigeration in the days of old. They kept it in the ground. So the Gra in the Shos Elio here on the Mishnah says, "V'chatunin ba'aretz pirish shekotzer osam v'tomein ba'aretz kigon aluf." So maybe the Gra doesn't want to say the natural case because maybe he thinks that for sure there would be shicha. That's naturally how it grows. Why would there be a? Why wouldn't there be shicha? It's a case where you dafko or matmin it afterwards. Okay. So says the Gemara. So we had the Mishnah had a discussion first half of the Mishnah about. If I have growths, if I have tvua, that's not going to be used for human consumption. So that has a batur. There's no shechacha there. And tamun is a machlokas. So Amar Rabbi Yonah. First Rabbi Yonah just notes on the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says tvua that was nitna l'shachas, that has already been given over to be animal fodder. So the Mishnah, Rabbi Yonah clarifies, lo sof davar shenitna el afilu notva amanas litna. Right? It doesn't mean it happened already, but if that's your plan. Mara Folda. Lav dafka nitna l'shachas. Doesn't mean it was actually already given over to be animal fodder. El afilu im omedes l'shachas. V'yedayin lo nitzvein o shechacha. Right? Even if it's going to be, that is also not shechacha. Just clarifying the language of the Mishnah. Right? It doesn't even, right, look at the Merchai Kedievsky. Tvua lo sof davar shenitna tvua shenitna l'shachas tektoni lo sof davar shenitna l'zara mitchila l'shachas. Even if, not only, where it was originally meant to be, el afilu zara l'adam El Shekotzra Hashtamanas Litzna. Right? He clarifies it a little more. What if you originally planted it, it was going to be animal fodder, but now you're harvesting it in order to give to the animals? Ein lan shechacha, right? Even if you're just harvesting it, originally you planted it for you to use as regular. Meaning, the key is you go by the moment of Ksira. Right? The moment of Ksira is key. And therefore, if at the moment of Ksira, Kavana is for the behemos, you are pater from the shechacha. Good. V'chad tzvunim ba'aretz. So we got a little baba kama now. It's been a while. We're in the middle of Zerayim, towards the beginning of Zerayim. But now we have a little baba kama. Baruch Hashem, we have to remember the schus it is to be able to be learning Yerushalmi every single day. So many Klal Yisrael, thousands of years, right? How many times, you know, were there thousands of Jews learning Yerushalmi together? Pretty amazing. So now we connect to something that we might be familiar with from the Bavel. Says the Gemara, V'chot Tumunibara. So we have a machlokas here about Rabbi Yehuda the Chachamim, about Tumun. Rabbi Yehuda says that Tumun is excluded from Shechacha, and the Chachamim say Tumun is included. So from Baba Kama days, one might remember that Baba Kama, we have the opposite. Whether Taman is included in Hezek. Taman Tanin, and we learned in the Mishnah in Baba Kama. Hamadag es HaGadish. I light a fire. Remember, I lighted something in my Rishus. That's usually, and then the fire spreads. That's one of the Dalid Avos Nezikin, Shorbar Mava, and Hever. Hamadag es HaGadish Vayibo Kalim. And then I damaged somebody else's haystack. It happens to be that they had their Kalim stuck in the haystack. Right? How was I supposed to know? Or even if I was supposed to know, but either way, it was Tamun. So, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishalim Gomash Besoch. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no patur of Tamun. You have to pay for everything that was in the haystack. Right? He's b'chayiv on Tamun be'esh. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita from Maseches Bava Kama. So, Rabbi Yehuda is b'chayiv on Tamun. So, there by Bava Kama he includes Tamun. By Shechacha he excludes Tamun. And the Chachamim Omer the opposite. Eina Mishalim Ela Gadish Chitam Al Gadish Sa'orim. The Chachamim say, no, you only pay for the Gadish, right? Even if you have other things in there, you figure out how much it would have been worth if it was all filled with straw, and that's what you pay. The Chachamim exclude Tamun by Baba Kama, by Nezikin, and they included here. They included here. So how do you answer that machlokas? The Gemara says, maybe you have to go by the limudim in each case. By the limudim in each case. Let's do the whole thing, and then we'll get back to talking about some of these issues. Michlafa shita said Rabbi Yehuda. Taman, the Gemara clarifies the stira. The shita of Rabbi Yehuda is a stira. Taman u'omer, over there by Nezek is Larabos is a Taman. He includes Taman in Nezek. V'ko amar prat l'tamun. And here he excludes Tamun. Right? So, stira. And the Rabbanan are going to have the opposite. Even before we answer the question, the Or HaYashar is one of the Achron in the back, wonders there's good svara to be mechalik in either direction. So he gives the svaras, and then he just says, you know what, but the Gemara obviously doesn't think that. The Gemara thinks it's based on Xeris HaKasa. But he goes in both directions. L'char HaKasha says the Or HaYashar. Dilma b'svara pligi. Maybe they're arguing b'svara. Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechayiv HaTaman Be'esh. Rabbi Yehuda, who says you're Chayiv HaTaman Be'esh by Nezek. Mishim Dechiyuvi Mitamazek. Because the issue is, what did you damage? U'mishim Hachi Mechayiv HaLazeko. Afilo Davrshu Tamun. What are you Chayiv? You're Chayiv on what you damage. You damaged even Tamun. The Alkapanim Mati Lehezek Ide Puoso. He was Mazik, so he has to pay. Mashayin King Abi Shechacha, by Shechacha, Mistai Mashutra La Ani, Likach Es Shel Balabai Tavargoli. But the Ani is only going to get what he sees. Only going to get what he sees. So that makes sense. The Ani, that's what he's thinking about, that's what he's focusing on. You only get what he sees. That's why Tamun is excluded. Lokin Tavar Tamun. Hello, Lahachim Hitman, Shlo Yishlo Bazulasa. Maybe, or according to the Gruz Pshat, maybe Dafka put it in the ground so nobody could see it. The Ani doesn't have any dibs on it. Ulaki Sphere Lele Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Dein Dishakabatamun Nimsa, the Bishnea Dvarim, Note Das Rabbi Yehuda, Lotova Sabalabai is fame, but there are stira, there's no stira. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, here he damaged the damaging is damaging, he has to pay even for Tamun. And by Shechacha, no, that's why he dafka hit it. It's the Ani, and Aniyim don't even think about it. V'tamayo d'Rabbanu lehefek, and the Rabbanu had the opposite shita. Tahad d'patri tamun be'eish, why did they patr tamun by Nezek? Hu kishehidlik b'toch shalo, v'alcha v'dalcha b'toch shal chaveiro, I lit something in my rishus, then it spread. Ukegon shehidlik b'toch shalo mistayed d'kama chayeves lo al shal nisar, miligram Nezek lachrini, it's enough that I wasn't careful from causing nezek to others. Al yedei pu'ulaso bidvar magluyim. I see what I damage. That's what I'm responsible for. Mashenki bidvar matzmunim. Bazes fir leder abanan delo haya lo gamkin lahalos ladas. I had no idea. I thought this was just a haystack. I didn't know he had fancy kalim inside the haystack. Umishamachi patr abanan ataman veish. That's what their abanan would say patr. Achin bedin shechacha hare rachmana afgrela niim mashashachach. But by shechacha it's not up to your das. The Torah. The Torah says, what you forgot is the Aniyams. It doesn't matter whether the Aniyams see it or not. What you forgot is the Aniyams. And therefore, that's why by Shechacha, Tamun is included. Umay nafgamina bein dover ha-goli l'dover ha-tamun. L'haki savi rabba, that's why they're abundant and hold. Daf l'tamun yishtin Shechacha. So it makes a lot of sense, says the Or HaYashar. I can think of svaras in both directions. So what's the problem with the stira? There's no stira. They each have different svaras. Ubal karchach, it must be, says the Or HaYashar, the kavanas Yerushalmi hu lahoros, the lahada masik, the plugger, b'yudav rabbanan, b'shem makomos, hein midrashas aksuvim, v'lo b'svara. It must be that Chazal had a misora that the a machlokas, b'yudav rachamim, was based on psukim, wasn't based on svar. The Arayasha, by the way, was written by Rav Shmuel Yitzchak Hillman from London. Or Arayasha on the Yerushalmi. Okay, so that's what the Arayasha pointed out. It could have been based on svar. We could have answered, but the Yerushalmi has the Misara that it's based on Psukim, and that's why we have the Stira. So back to the Gemara. So Rabbi Yehuda Shita is a problem over there by Baba Kama. He includes Taman over here by Shikha. He excludes Taman. So the Gemara answers Taman v'nech al Gadish or Kama by Nezek. It says there that the Gadish or the Kama are consumed. It says Kama, all standing grains. I would know that a Gadish is also. If you're chayef for damaging the standing grain, you're also chayef for the pile. Why does it have to say Gadish? The Rabbo says Atamin. To include, right, a Gadish could have stuff inside of it. So that's why it is to include Tamud. But by Shechacha, what does it say? Sadecha. Your field. Bigalui. Right, your field, which is revealed, your field is visible. Pratla Tamun excludes Tamun. So that's how the Rabbi Yehuda darshes the psukim. Michla vashita said the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan have the opposite stira Taman inun amrin over there by Nezek pratla Tamun. They exclude Tamun. Vako inun amrin l'rabos atamun, and here they include Tamun by Shechacha. So which is it? So the Gemara answers, again, the Pesukim, Taman, O Hakama, O Hasadeh. Over there, by Baba Kama, it says in Ezekiel, by the standing or the field. Masa, the Chabagali, I've called Arashu Bagali. Right? So there, it says Sadeh, by damage, also means Gali. Param Hacha, Sadecha, Bigali, Pratlatamun. Ukitsiracha, Bagali, Pratlatamun. Two different words that are teaching me Gali. Your field is visible, and your harvest is visible. So why do you have two words to Darshan? Have Miyud, Achar Miyud. It's two exclusions. Vimiyud, Achar Miyud, the Rabba says Atamun. So if you have a double exclusion, so it includes, right, that is the limud based on psukim. Good. Well, we can't not pass by the sugya of Hamadli Ges HaGadosh and not mention the Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef in Baba Kama, say one of the top, if not the top Nemuki Yosef in terms of well-knownness in all of Shas, the Nemuki Yosef in Daf Yud Aman Aleph in the Daf Arif, discusses the sugya of Eish. Eish on in Baba Kama, Eisha Mishem Chitza or Eisha Mishem Amona. That's Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Chaf Beis Aman Aleph in Baba Kama Itmar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eisha Mishem Chitza. Why am I chaya for fire? For lighting a fire, it's like my arrows. It's like I shoot an arrow. When I light a fire in my Rishus, then it spreads. So then it's like my arrow is going out and damaging. Reish Lakish Amar Eisha Mishem Amona. Reish Lakish says no. Eisha Mishem Mamona. It's like Mamona Amazik. Like my animal damages. So by fire damages. So the Gemara goes through a number of tries to prove one or the other. The maskana is that everybody agrees Mishum Mamono. The question is it also Mishum Chitzav? That is the maskana, but that's much to talk about. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish, let's just read the machlokas. Reish Lakish, the time of the Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, why does Reish Lakish hold Mamono? Amar lacha, Chitzav, Mikocho Ka'azli. Arrows, I shoot. V'haylo, Mikocho Ka'azli. Here, fire, it's what's called Koach Acher Murevbo. Right, the wind helped. It's not directly just me. So therefore, it's not chitzav, says Reish Lakish. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, my time alomar Reish Lakish. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that Reish Lakish it is just mamono? Amar lacha, mamono is the mamasha. Ha, less the mamasha. Mamon, it has something tangible. My property, right? My dog, my animal goes and damages. There's mamashas. Ha, less the mamasha. And here, there's no mamashas when it comes to nothing tangible by a fire. So therefore, it is different. So says the Nemuki Yosef, ask the Nemuki Yosef, that Yudim and Aleph, Ikasha Lecha, if we hold like Rabbi Yochanan, Eisha Misham Chitzav, that when I light a fire, it's Ki'ilu, I'm shooting an arrow, Imkein Hechi, Sharinan, Imchashecha, Vahadagas Aneros, Vadlakasa Olecha, Spidikin Maris Bishabis, how does a woman light Shabbos candles on Erev Shabbos, right? If it's Eisha Misham Chitzav, so it's as if she's lighting fire, the fire's still going on Shabbos. So it's as if she's shooting a fire, lighting a fire on Shabbos. How could she do that? Right, that's the problem. How could a woman light Shabbos candles on Erev Shabbos? That's the kasha of Nebuki Yosef, Eishem Mishem Chitza. V'chein ma'achizin asa'or b'medura, v'holechaz v'negberes ha'lakasa b'Shabbos, u'lefize, hario ki'ilu hivhira hu ba'atzma b'Shabbos. It's as if he lit it on Shabbos. V'kol shegenu, and it's surely, di'ilu hacha lo niskavin lahavir gadosh shel chavero, klau. It's even worse, because in the case of Baba Kama, I'm just lighting a fire. I don't have kavanah for it to go and spread. V'hacha ikar kavanazuhu, shetidlak v'telak b'Shabbos. And by Shabbos candle, it's even worse. I want it. I have kavanah that it should last into Shabbos and continue. V'im calls it tanan. And it says, Meshasha is a Pesach latanrim chashecha. I'm allowed to put the Karim Pesach in as it gets dark, v'achizin esa'or, and I'm allowed to light the fire, but there is pesamot for Shabbos. U'maisim b'chol yom. Right, so what exactly, how do you answer? So answer is the Nemuki Yosef, and there's much to discuss about what he means, and the Achronim all do. Ki na'ayin b'milsa shapir lo kashalon. Right, when you analyze it well, there's no question why. Shaharei chiyuvo mishum chitzav kizorek achetz. Right, chitzav mishum is like, it's like you're shooting an arrow. When you shoot an arrow, you only shot it at T1. You don't say, as long as the arrow is flying through the air, you're still shooting it. That action is mitzurif, is connected to the first original moment when you shot it, but you're not continuously shooting it. At that moment, it's done. It's not your action continuously. You're responsible for the action, but it's not your action continuously. Because if you do, you want to say, oh, it's ki'ilu, your action still? You should be pater then. Why? Mishum da'anusu. Because you're anusu after you shot the arrow. It's still your action, but you can't stop it then. She ain't be adalach zira. So therefore, you can't compare. V'achanami ilu meis kodem shehispik lahadlik hakodesh. Also, the same thing. If a person dies before the fire went and did damage, v'adim mishalem nizek meachrayis nochazim dida. His yarshim still have to pay. He can't be doing it if he's dead. It's not like you are actually continuously lighting it. It's as if means you shot the arrow. Not that you are still shooting the arrow. You shot the arrow. The same thing with Shabbos. When you lit it, it started Erev Shabbos. You finished at that moment, the less be iser chashev, there's no iser. So this is a fascinating limuk Yosef, discussed much by the Achronim. Just to mention one, there's many. Reb Shimon discusses it, and the Ksos discusses it. The Stipler. The Stipler has a different shot, different answer, not where the limuk Yosef goes. In Baba Kama Simach Chaf Aleph, the Stipler says, how could you compare Shabbos and Hezek? Right? How could you compare? The limuk Yosef doesn't reject that comparison. He says, in both of them, T1 is the key. And the Maisa is finished by T1. The Stipler says, in Simon Chaf Aleph, he says, no. He says, maybe there's a difference. By Shabbos, it's about the Maisa Begufo. And by Nezek, it's about the result. Right? Maisa versus Totsah. That's basically the answer. He says, De'ikar k'medes ha-Torah gabi Shabbos hu ha-Maisa she-Begufo. Dafka, da-ha-Torah hikpida a-menuchas gufo she-Yisrael. The Torah is makbid on the menucha of the Jew. Dafka, v'lo ha-malacha shlo te'aseh. Not that malacha shouldn't be done on a daraisa level. V'imke, that's why Amir la'akam v'paskan is drabanan. V'imke nachanami, afilu yinei mashako mashe nase b'kocha u-be'esho hu nechsha ma'isa shalo, even if it's considered halachically his legal action that he's going to be responsible for nezek, b'kom akum eina b'geder o'se malacha b'shabes. Kibun shegufo nach umaisa kocho ve'esho lo adif b'maisa shlucho shuhu kamoso ukiyado. To become akal ini malacha shabbos ain't kan malacha kibun shegufo nach umidiver nimuki Yosef muchach to lesle svara said base mayor because it's for the base mayor, right? He says nimuki Yosef obviously is not machalik between the two, but that's what he likes, that chilik of don't compare shabbos and nezek. Okay, let's continue. Last mishnah here in the parak says the mishnah. Hakotzer balayla, if somebody is kotzer at night. So you're going to tell me, is that like tamun? We're going to say no. A night time is not like tamun, because it's really revealed. You just happen to not be able to see it. Vahama amer, or if somebody is kotzer hamalayla vahama amer, if you're doing that all at night, right? You're harvesting and you're gathering. Vahasuma yesh lo shichacha, or a blind man. We had this earlier once in the Masechta. A blind man also, there is shichacha. There is shichacha because it is revealed. It's not called tamun, and it's not called an external factor that makes it tamun and makes the person forget, like the ani throwing the straw over the shechah. That's not comparable. That's an external problem that prevents shechah, but here not. But if he has kavanah to take the big ones only, there's no shechah. What does that mean? You only have a kavanah to take the big ones, not the small ones, and then you forget some of the big ones. The Ras Elio says that's not a normal way of cutting, and therefore it's not called kitzircha basadeh. The Mishnah Rishona here says, no, the point is that you have kavanah to take the big ones, and your children are going to come get the small ones. You can't focus on the big ones and the small ones. So you're going to just do the big ones, they're going to get the small ones, and that's why there's not shechacha. Nirish HaKavanaso, says the Mishnah Rishona, sheyavo'u acharav banavo po'alav, v'yiklu mashinishar acharav, they're going to take it. Hilkach ein lo shechacha klal, you're not doing anything wrong. You're saying, I'm taking the big ones, they're going to get the small ones. There's no shechacha there. Why did dummy l'shachach balabayis lo shachachu poalim? It's similar to a case where the balabayis might have forgotten, but the poalim didn't. V'hachanami b'shoshem ma'amer zeh das ha'poalim livdok acharav. Right, that's it. And then that's the comparison and the connection to the next line of the Mishnah. Again, Reb Chaim Gadievsky has another way of reading this line, but let's just continue with the Mishnah Rishona's reading. So if you have kavana to take the big ones and you leave the rest for the rest of your family, there's no shechacha. But v'yem ama harei ani kotzer almanasha mashani ani shocheach etol yesh lo shechacha. But if I say whatever I'm harvesting and whatever I forget is mine, I'm saying right now, so then there is shechacha, right? That's what we'll see in the Gemara. We referred to this already. That's going against the din of shechacha. If I say my kids are going to get it, I'm going to doing stage one, and they're going to do harvesting stage two, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. But if you say, whatever I forget, it's not going to be shechacha, that's a problem. So says the Gemara, Keini masnisa hakotze balayla v'ma'amer balayla. The layla is going on kotzer and ma'amer, and suma bein biyom be'alayla. Suma doesn't make a difference. Not only is there no shechacha by the big ones, but there's no shechacha by the small ones that are forgotten either. Why? Because once you are, if you're only focusing on the gasin, right, and that's why I'm focusing on the big ones, and you know my kids are going to finish the job. So then, if I'm not focusing on the dakin, so it can't be called the shichacha of the dakin. Only once I start focusing on the dakin will it then be shichacha. Rav Chaim Gadievsky gives a similar discussion. If I go and be kotzer the dakin afterwards, and then I forgot some of the gasin, it's not going to be shechacha. It's only shechacha if you're focusing on something, and then you forget something in that group. Again, different pshatim exactly how you actually read this line of the Mishnah, but that's one of the ways. Because you're making a tanai against what it says in the Torah. You can't make a tanai against what it says in the Torah. The Mefarshim say, but don't we pass him a davar shebe Mamon Tno Kayam. If it's the Mamonis, then even if it's a Masabash Kazaba Torah Tno Kayam. So two answers. Either it's the Rambam says here it's not Mamon. This is not purely Mamon. This has an Isser element to it. The Rambam, the Pnei Moshe here says, V'ha-hacha mitzvahs asei alei ramya, v'ni yochol asos aleha. Or the Ras Yilio says, okay, it can only be Devar Shem Mamon if somebody else is Mochel. Who can be Mochel here? It's Mamon Shein L'Tovim. And therefore, their mechila can't work. We discussed earlier in the Masechta Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha on this Mishnah. You usually only have Matamaj Kazba Torah when there's a chalos. Here there's no chalos. There's just a Maisa Ksira. So the Achronim work on that kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eger here. Okay, Adron Olaf Meishamai, Baruch Hashem, we finished the sixth parak of Masechas Peah.